KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Authorities have confirmed arrest warrants for two prominent South African Football Association executives and a businessman were executed this morning. They are expected to appear in the Specialised Commercial Crimes Court sitting in Palm Ridge shortly. A search and seizure operation was carried out at Safa House in Johannesburg in March. Electronic gadgets and files were seized. Masichaba Sifularo reports.
The arrests follow an extensive probe by the Serious Commercial Crime Investigations Unit based in Johannesburg into allegations of 1.3 million rand fraud and theft at Safa. It's alleged that between 2014 and 2018, the president of Safa used the organization's resources for his personal gain. This included the hiring of a private security company for his personal protection and a public relations company without authorization from the Safa board. Meanwhile, a group of protesters demonstrated outside the Palm Ridge Magistrate Court brandishing posters saying "Stop looting Safa" and "Red card for Jordan." Masichaba Sifularo, Palm Ridge Magistrate Court.
Engineers are working to unblock a storm water drain in Guadaguza's CBD, which has become prone to flooding. The municipality says during heavy downpours, businesses have to shut their doors as water levels rise, flooding shops along Balcombe Street. Spokesperson Sfiso Zulu says an assessment found the two discharge points responsible for draining the area are routed along the railway line, causing delays in water drainage during storms. He says they're going to have to clear the existing line and manhole.
We'll have to work on clearing this stormwater line, which has been affected by the debris and the litter clogging it. So they have agreed to work with the owner of the scrapyard to be able to have access to the drain, which has been unfortunately closed off by their fence. There are people also who have connected their sewer lines onto the stormwater, which is very unfortunate, very unhygienic. It's going to make it difficult for employees to work in that stormwater line.
And hundreds of Indonesians have fled for higher ground as they run through disaster drills in the region worst hit by the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami. The emergency exercise has been conducted ahead of the 20th anniversary of the disaster next month. The drills simulated a repeat of the magnitude 9.2 earthquake which struck off the west coast of Indonesia, Sumatra Island, on the 26th of December in 2004. It sparked giant waves that killed over 200,000 people in 14 countries. The UN-organized drills saw hundreds of students and volunteers run to safe houses, including one 4 stories high, when the mock quake struck. A villager who participated in the drill says it's better for them to anticipate disaster than have it catch them off guard. The UN is trying to get 100% of coastal communities around the world prepared for a repeat tsunami by 2030. Durban 27 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 25, Richards Bay 24. The top story, authorities have confirmed arrest warrants for two prominent South African Football Association executives and a businessman were executed this morning. They are expected to appear in court shortly. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.